Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Lamed Tes, special night version. You know the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the special Talmud Torah that's learned by Laila, Ein Razei Torah. The secrets of Torah only given over at night, so we have the special pre-Slichos Shir here, Daf Lamed Tes in Maseches Brachas. Here we go. Amarle, Rabbi Yirmiyah, L'Rab Zeira. Last line on Lamaches Mbeis. Rabbi Yirmiyah says to Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara had just previously quoted a story about Rabbi Yochanan. On the second medium line, the Gemara quoted a story that Rabbi Yochanan ate a zayas maliach, a salted olive, and made a brach on it. The Gemara brought that in based on the principle of maliach karoseach. Maliach salted is like boiled, and does that affect boiled vegetables versus raw vegetables? The issue of shlakos, which was the issue here on Lamed Ches on the base. But the Gemara now asks parenthetically, he made a bracha on an olive, on a zayis maliach, one olive. Hechi mevarech al zayis maliach. How do you make a bracha on that? Kivan disha, right? We know the shear is a kezias, so you don't get more specific than that. Kivan disha kilo ligarine. Once you take the pit out of the zayas, which we assume Rabbi Yochanan didn't eat the pits, so if you take the pit out of the zayas, batzer le shiure. So then there's it's less than a kezias. So the kezias, what kind of bracha do you make? So that's the question on the story. How did Rabbi Yochanan make a bracha? So the Gemara, before we get to the details of that, let's just do the answer. Amarle. So he answered, Rabbi Zeira answered, 1 minute, mi safres, kezayas gadol be'inan. Who says you need a big kezayas? Kezayas beinoni be'inan. All you need for the shear of a kezayas is a medium-sized olive. V'yahu da'ay, so the kamei de Rabbi Yochanan, zayas gadol have. And the one that was brought in front of Rabbi Yochanan was a huge one. It was a big one. So even after you took out the pit, it was still the big olive without the pit is the same size as a medium olive with the pit. And therefore, it's good enough. The avagav de shaklua lagari nuse, even though the pit was taken out, poshle shiure, still, there was enough of a shear. The Tanan, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Kelim, in the 17th parak of Kelim, it goes through all the types of shiurim, tefach, and amma, and kezayas, and koseves, and the Mishnayas, all there say, and we always mean a medium one. Right? Always, whenever it says kezayas, it means a medium one. Whenever it says a tefach, it means this tefach. Whatever it means, so too. So the Tanan, zayas she'amru lo katam lo gadol ela beinoni. It's a beinoni, a medium-sized one, v'zehu egori. And a medium one is also called an egori. Why is it called an egori? We'll see in a minute. V'yamar Rabbi Yevo, lo egori shmo, ela avruti shmo. Really, that's the real name of it. V'amila samrusi shmo. Either way, v'la manikra shmo aguri. Why is it called? Why do we call it aguri? Sheshimno agur bisocho. Agur means collected and within, so it has a lot of oil in it, and that's why it's called an aguri. Period. Big discussion here, and that is, what exactly was the question of the Gemara? The Gemara says that, had Rabbi Yochanan make a bracha, it didn't have a shear. Wasn't enough of a shear. So look at Rashi. Batzer le shiure, v'gabe on top, v'gabe birchas peros haaretz, achila ksiva, v'achila b'kezayis. If you read Rashi, it's not 100% clear, but it sounds like Rashi might be understanding the question as even about bracha rishona. How is it less than a kezayas? How do you make a bracha on it? You don't have to make a bracha on less than a kezayas? That's what it sounds like from Rashi. If you look in Tosfos says clearly it is bracha achrona. Top Tosfos, hayinu dafka bracha shel achrav. The only discussion of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yochanan made a bracha tchila v'sof, the Braisa said. So we're bothered by the sof, not the tchila. How do you make a bracha achrona? But achila, so he's connecting that from the v'yachalta v'zalta v'irachta. You need a maisa achila that's written by benching. So he's extending that to bracha rishona, even where chazar masakin it, that you need a maisa achila. And less than a shear is not a maisa achila. That's how one might understand Rashi. Not explicit, but it sounds that way. Tosfos, though, says explicitly, ha'inodavka bebracha shalacharav to be inon shear. Only a bracha achrona. Aval bebracha shalafana, afilu pachos bikashir. Da asur lanos palam azebel a bracha. Any type of amount of food is going to give me pleasure. Bein le'inyin achila. Bein le'inyin shasiyah, whether it's eating or drinking. So Tosfos says explicitly, there's no shir for bracha rishona. This relates to the Gemara we had earlier in the Masechta. On daf yudalot or so, what we spoke about, mat emes. Somebody who tastes food. And there was a discussion in the Rishonim there. Was that talking about somebody who tastes food and then spits it out? Or somebody who tastes food and swallows it? So if you say that it's about tasting food and swallowing it, and possibly you might not need a bracha, so that relates to this sugya. But that's what Tosa says. Aval bracha shel acharav b'yachim ali lukma. But bracha shel acharav, one needs a shear. That is what we paskin. We paskin that a bracha rishona does not require any shear. Al kain yesh li zoher mi lishtos b'kosh shel bracha mali lukma k'dei shivarach l'acharav main gimel brachas. That's why you always have to be careful. You always have to not drink a suffix amount, because you're not going to know about bracha achrona. This comes up sometimes if we have a whole cup of something, we see how much we're drinking. But sometimes you go to a water fountain, just like a second. Like how? Sometimes it's unclear. We don't focus on it. But we have a mali lugma by a water fountain. I remember I had one friend that always like never swallowed by a water fountain until he filled up his mouth, because he wanted to make sure that he was yosei midei suffix for bracha achrona. But it is a suffix. You have to know, do you say a bracha nefashos or not? We paskin the yonsei and bracha achrona on a shear. Bracha rishona you have on any amount. That is, so far we have Rashi, which sounds like the discussion is about bracha rishona, Tosfos, and then we have Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah has a third opinion. How can you have a third opinion? What else could you say? Rabbeinu Yonah says that the Gemara is asking, if it's less than a shear, it's like Rashi bracha rishona, but Rabbeinu Yonah says, and you should make a shahakol. That's Rabbeinu Yonah shita. Pachos mikashir gets a shahakol. On here, right here, Chavzayin of a base. Uvagaz mikazayis lohayol abarecha lofane brecha shahakol. Kedei shalo yehenam and olam azeh below brecha. Alav abasof lohayol abarech. He throws that in there. So this again relates, it's a topic of a whole shir. Maybe I'll just mention one or two points now, and that is, what does Rabbeinu Yonah mean? Imanavshach. If you don't need a brecha, if you have less than a shir, so don't make a brecha. If you need a brecha, so make the right brecha. Make a bright praise. What do you mean? Excuse me, what do you mean a bracha, and you'll make the bracha of shahakol? So we alluded to this already last week, that shahakol could be a different type of bracha than all the other brachas. A number of achronim point this out. If you want to look in Yibul HaYovlos, which the Sefer put out 20 years ago or so, Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig, my Rebbe has an article about this, but a number of achronim say that shahakol has to do more with the hanas hagavra than with the relating to the chefsa, like most brachos have to do. Most brachas were created borei mine mizonos. We focus on the food, borei pri ha'eitz, borei pri... And those were specifically tailored for specific foods, focusing on the chefsa. I have to acknowledge the chefsa in order to partake of it. Shahakol is more general. Shahakol is more on the hanos hagavra. It's pure matir focusing on the gavra. And that's why it relates to something we discussed at the beginning of the parak. A number of the items that we say shahakol on weren't created for the purpose of consumption. So maybe that's why Chazal didn't want to institute brachas, right? Meat and animals. If you say like those Rishonim that say Adam couldn't even eat animals that died by themselves, Machlokas Rishonim, whether he just wasn't allowed to kill animals, but he could eat animals that died, or he wasn't even allowed to eat animals that died. Discussion in the Rishonim. But especially if you say he wasn't allowed to eat animals at all, and only after Noach he was allowed. So basically those weren't Nivra. For that. So maybe Chazal didn't want to be misaki in a bracha specifically focused on that item as a food for us. But the focus is on shahakol ni b'dvaro. Everything is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, there are a number of examples in Nafka Minas where we see shahakol playing a role. If you want to look just on, in a couple of days from now, we'll see on Tosfos. Where's that Tosfos? Where's Tosfos later on? Tosfos has a daya, let me just find it. If I don't find it, I'll just say it outside, and we'll get to it in a couple of days. Tosfos has a daya where, if you don't know what bracha to make on a certain smell, Tosfos says, Tosfos said, Mem gimel amin aleph, ve'alahadas b'shebekol makom. Talk about a different type of besamim, that you're not sure whether it's atse besamim or mine besamim. Tosfos, yimrasko va'al, yesh befarshim shebevarach sha'akol niyeh b'dvaro. The alkulon. You can make a shahakol on a smell. Because what kind of day is that on a smell? So again, if it's about hanas hagavra, so then even a smell, you know, even though it's a different type of hana, but even on a smell. The Marachar Zeruah has a discussion. What happens if you're eating ikar v'tafel, but you eat the tafel first? It comes up, in the case we mentioned last week, raisinets. What bracha do you make on raisinets? So Shlomo Zalman says, well, you make ha'etz on chocolate anyway, so it's all ha'etz. But Ruba the Ruba of Moshe, Faisim, writes the favorites that you make a shahakol on chocolate. Right? So it's Bachlokas, Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Moshe. So according to Rav Moshe, you get to the outside first, but that's the tafel. Or is it? Assuming it's the tafel. I mean, assuming you're eating for the raisin. Some people might be eating it for the chocolate. If you're eating it for both, you have to make two brachas. Rav Moshe assumes two brachas, because why? You would just eat plain raisins. You wouldn't eat chocolate-covered raisins if you only wanted the raisins. But let's say that was the type of case that you'd have to get to the tuffel before you get to the ikker. Let's say in time, let's say I'm eating something, I'm eating a dish. I'm eating a chicken vegetable dish. And let's say the chicken is the ikker for me, but I first take a bite of the tuffel. What bracha do I make? So I shouldn't have to make the bracha on the tuffel because it's part of the mixture. I just so happened to get a piece of the tuffel in my spoon first. The Maharaj HaZeruah says you say a shahakol. You say a shahakol on that. At least one day. Again, why? Because shahakol, you're still getting hana. Before you get hana, you have to be matched hana sagavra. You're not focusing on the chafsa yet, because that's ikar v'tafel, ikar pater's a tafel. Again, there's a discussion of other things, but that is that's a discussion of a couple of the issues that are brought up. Okay, not for now. Now we'll continue. This also relates to the Rambam that we discussed last week. The Rambam says on a davar hamazik, you make a shahakol also. Rashi says you don't make any bracha on drinking oil straight. So again, the Rambam might say you're still getting hanoas of the throat, hanoah of the stomach, the different types of hanoas, but that could also relate to the Rambam. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara. Oh, just the continuation of Tosfos. The second half of Tosfos is about another issue that is brought up here. Rav Yochanan was eating an olive, but without the pit. So Tosfos here brings up, what if you ate a whole item that was less than a shear? What we call birya. So we know in Hilchas Isurim, there's a concept called birya. If I eat a whole ant, an entire ant, but it's less than a shear, I still get an issa daraisa, full issa daraisa. On a daraisa level, because that's birya. It's a whole item, and if it's a whole item, even if it's less than a shear, I'm going to get an issa daraisa. Does that principle apply to brachos in the positive sense as well? So that's Tosfos Safek here, and Tosfos is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos in Brachos Lamates right here. Tosfos says, what if I eat one grape? One grape. That's all I eat, assuming grapes are smaller than olives. If I eat one grape, so that what do you say? Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi. Okay, that's better for you. I say grapes are big. One seed of a pomegranate. And yonah deyoma. Right, one seed of a pomegranate. Boy bruche, mishib de bebirya mavarchen afilu pachas mikazayas. The cholik al gemara didan, and our gemara doesn't have it. Right, so it's 2 days in Tosas. Machlok is probably Yerushalmi. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, better not to get into the situation. Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Reish Yud, nachon lizaher. Language of the Shulchan Aruch. Shalalecho birya pachos mikazayis. Don't just eat one grape. Right, have a couple of grapes. Don't just eat one grape, the Shulchan Aruch says. V'lo mikvi birya ala machlo kamo shehu. Obviously, if it's only whole. If you cut up the grape, then for sure it's not a birya. But if it's whole, so then it's a real shiloh. It's a real shiloh. Anyway, that is the... For bracha achrona. Bracha rishona, for sure need. Bracha Rishona, we paskin that there's no shear required. But Bracha Achrona, it is a shaila. So, never stop at one grade. Here we go. We continue. Neima kitanoi. Let's say, what we've been talking about is a machlokas tanoim. As we'll see, tahanu trei tamidi dehavu yasvi kami debar kapara. There were two tamidim that were sitting in front of bar kapara. Hey, vi ulafan of kruv vidur maskin upargios. They brought him kruv, cabbage, durmaskin, Rashi says, that's also a type of cooked vegetables, or, Rashi quotes a couple of opinions, upargios, and a type of pargios, chicken. Nasad bar kapara rishus lech abeham levarech. Bar kapara gave them rishus, you know what, please, why don't you want to, have something, eat something. He let them make the bracha first. Kafatz ubirech ala pargios. So one of them quickly made the bracha on the pargios. Right, that's shahakol. He made the bracha of pargios, chicken, shahakol, before he made a bracha on the other vegetables. That's what we're getting back to now. We're getting back to the discussion about cooked vegetables. Does it lose its bracha of hadama to make a shahakol, or does it keep its bracha? That was the discussion. So we're getting back to lema katanoi. So the first, the mevarech, we'll call him, made the bracha on the pargios first. Ligleg alav chavero, and his friends started making fun of him, scoffed at him. Kaz bar kapara. And Bar Kapara got upset. Omar, lo alam mavarech anikois, ela alam alagleg anikois. I'm not upset at the mavarech, I'm upset at the scoffer about the malagleg. Why? Im chavercha dome. Why did the friend get upset? Because the friend got upset because Adama comes first. So, says Bar Kapara, first we finish the story, and then we try to figure out what the machlokas tanoim, was, Im chavercha doma kimi shelo tam tam basa me'olam, if your friend acted as someone who never had chicken in their life, right, and that's why they took that first, atah amalik lakta alav. What do you get so upset for? That was chaviv to him. That's why he made that bracha first. And then he turned around to the other person and said, don't think you're off the hook. Chazar v'yamar, lo alam alagleg ani koes, alam avarech ani koes. I'm upset at you. V'yamar im chachma ein kan, zikna ein kan. What does that mean? Rashi says, halo zakin ani, v'hayelo l'sha'alani, alezim en yavarech, leftar charaminim. I'm here. You know, you gotta, don't just jump, do something without asking. Should have asked me. Right, these aren't part of the meal. Make a separate bracha on these. And therefore, you should have asked me. And Tana the Braisa adds, mysteriously, Vishnam lo hotziu shnasan. Well, they both did not complete their year. So it must be, it's one of those stories, there must have been a lot more behind the story than just this story about somebody making the wrong bracha. That would not be unless he's more halacha b'fnei rabba, wasn't in public, he was b'vayish. Either way, there's obviously a lot more to this story that's not written. But either way, what's this machlokas about? It's fascinating. Usually you have a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Oh, this is machlokas tanan. So now we say, oh, it's a machlokas tanan between the malagleg and the mavarech. That's the machlokas. My lab, this is the machlokas. The mavarech, savar, the one who made the bracha on the chicken held, shlako supargio shakoni abdvaro. They're everything shahakol here. And that's why he did it. Hilka chaviv adif. And that's why chaviv went first. We can't be talking about such a rasha that we're trying to do machlokas tanoim. So chaviv adif, we're going to have more about chaviv in the coming days. When does chavivus play a role in hilchas brachos? But here, maybe it was equal brachos, so chaviv is machriya. Umalagleg savar, no. Shalakos borei pri adama. Vegetables, even cooked vegetables, are borei pri adama, like we paskin. You have cooked vegetables from the soup, you make a borei pri adama on it. Pargios, shakoni abedvaro. And pargios are shakol, hilchach peira adif. And the more specific bracha beats adif, beats chaviv, according to this opinion. So isn't that in the machlokas tanan? So the machlokas goes back to our issue of shlakos. Answers the Gemara. No. Lo. The kuliyama shlakos upargios shakoni abedvaro. Maybe everything is shahakol. Everything was shahakol. Aye, so what did Mavarech do wrong? If it was all shahakol, that's he did what was chaviv to him. This was the machlokas. Mar savar chaviv adif. That was the mevarech. Umar savar kruv adif dezayin. The other one said, no, cabbage is better. Dezayin, it's amazing, it sustains. Right? It gives you sustenance. And therefore, should have made a bracha on that first. Right? Tosfos discusses this in Dibur Masal. Chaviv v'chein halacha. Tosfos says, im yesh lo shnei minei peiros lefanif. Chaviv adif. If it's an equal bracha, chaviv goes first. Ubore pri adama adifa mishakoni b'varo. But if it is not similar brachas, different brachas, then the specific bracha wins out. Bore pri adama goes before shahakol dimivureres tfei v'chashuva la'atzma mikres. And it's considered, right, chashuva la'atzma. What, shahakol is not chashuva la'atzma? Like we said before, maybe not. This is a different type of bracha. V'yavarech al oso hamin she'shayach ba'pri adama af al pi she'oso hamin she'yesh levarech alav shahakol chaviv alav. Tosa says explicitly, the specific bracha wins. Right? If you're having a ha'adama and a ha'etz, even if you'd want your ha'adama, you know, you want that, you're having a fruit and a vegetable, even though you want the vegetable more, you make the bracha ha'etz first. A more specific bracha, that wins. V'yam lefana peros sha'bracha shavos. But Tosfos says if they're equal, that's the sugya later on. Shivas Haminim also might beat Archaviv. So more specific beats Archaviv at Shivas Haminim. If you have a pomegranate and an orange, make a bracha on the pomegranate first, because that is Adifi. Again, this is all ABCs of Hilchas Brachas quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and that is based on what this Gemara is, but again, we're going to have to come up in a couple of days. We're going to have more specifics on Daf Mem Aleph and Beis, where we talk more about Chaviv and during the Suda, Bez Hashem, we will have in the coming days. So interesting, in the Chashuke Chemed, he says, how do you define Chaviv? What does Chaviv mean? I like it better? That's a simple interpretation, I like it better. What happens? Sheila. Heviu lefan of Beis Chalos, va'achas ve'er nasa de bito. My daughter made one of the Chalos, but the other Chalos is a better Chalos. But my daughter made this challah. So what? How does what is chaviv? What if this would taste worse? But my daughter made it. What if this is a water challah and this is a honey challah? And I like honey challah better, but my daughter made the water challah. So how do you determine? Ha'im nechshev es challah zu l'chaviva v'yivarech alav ha'motzi lo merch et shem shavos betamam tshuva shemati mim ba mimor v'cham mimor v'cham mimor v'cham yashif zatzal sha'adam. I switched that because the chashuk yechemez were shlita sha'adam sheyesh lo shtei chatichos challah, a person who has two pieces of challah, v'achas mehen hishirayim shel tzadik, one of them is shirayim v'hi chaviva alav, and that's chaviv yivarech aleha. Meaning, chaviv doesn't mean objectively taste better. It means what you want better for whatever reason you want. That is good enough. Right, it's tasteless, basically. Achaviva alav. What wins? He quotes that he thinks that it's totally subjective. Whatever the reason is, you know, that wins. Right? Your wife baked the challah, it's somebody else. Use the wife's challah. That's the one for many reasons. You don't need the Chashuk Echemet to say that, but that's what he says. Okay. Chashuk Echemet. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Zeira. When we were by Rav Huna, said Rav Zeira, Amalan, meaning Rav Zeira says this. Rav Zeira, this might have been after he went to Eretz Yisrael. We know a number of stories. Rav Zeira, we had earlier in the Masechta also. Rav Zeira trying to find out certain halachas before he went to Eretz Yisrael. So he said, when we were by Rav Huna in Bavel, Amalan, Hani Gargalide Delifta, those turnip heads, Parminhu Prima Rabba, those. If you slice them up into big pieces, borei pri adama, make adama, prima zuta shakol nevaro. If you dice them, so that will be a shahakol because they're so diced. V'chiyason lebei Rav Yehuda amala no, idividi par pri adama. No, even if they're diced very finely, you still make adama. V'haid de parminhu tfei geiched de nimtak tame. They're just cutting it up to taste better, but as the more it's cut, it seems like the more the richness of the taste. But the bracha does not change. All right, so now we're getting into one of the sugyas about crushing. We had it on yesterday's daf. Well, it's going to relate to today's daf as well. In terms of when you have something crushed or something pulverized, does the bracha change? So here we go. Amar Avashi, ki avina beirav kahana, amar lon, tafshila de silka, delo mafshu bakimcha, borei pri adama. A beet tavshil dish that does not have so much flour in it, hadama. Delifta demafshu bakimcha, but a turnip dish that has a lot of flour in it, tfei brim nemazonos, like it's a mazonos because it has a lot of flour in it. Fahadar amar, but then he told us based on what we had a couple of days ago, idividi bar pri adama fahaydi shadi be kimcha tfei ledvuke ba'alma avdila. Maybe you make a bar pri adama on both. Why? As Tosas quoted a couple of days ago, if the flour is only there to hold the other ingredients together, we spoke about licorice, so then you do not have to apply the principle of kol sheyesh bo mechameshes aminim omer bari minei mezonos. No, if it's only there ledevek, then you don't apply that principle that we had. Good. Omer Rav Chaya. By the way, I made a mistake. I said the beer tosfos was on today, Sundays, but it was really on Shabbos's daf. Right? It was on Lam Ches Man Aleph on Amar Aleph. Different reasons why we make a shakol on beer. Omer Rav Chizda tavshil shel tardin, cooked beets. Maybe we'll call this borscht. Tavshel shel tardin yafel lelev. It's good for the heart. V'tov leinayim, and it's good for the eyes. V'kol shekel b'nei me'ayim, and it's surely good for the intestines. Amar Abaya v'hu deyasev abei tafi v'avit tuchtuch. As long as it stays on the oven for a while, and tuchtuch, it means like bubbles. That's onomatopoeia. It makes like a sound, like tuch 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 tuch. So that's what makes that sound. If you leave it on there, cook it a long time, that's when it's good. Period. Amar Rav Papa. Pshitali maya de silka kisilka umaya de lifta kalifta. Beet water is like beets, and therefore you'd make a bari prihadama. Maya de lifta kalifta. And turnip juice, you one would make a bari prihadama on. Umaya de kulushalki kakulushalki. The maya, the liquid of any vegetable, sounds like if you soak a vegetable in water, and all the taste goes out. You'd make a bar pri adama on that juice. So the big shiloh in the Rishonim, discussed this a little bit yesterday, is how do you fit this Gemara with yesterday's Gemara? Here on this Gemara, you have the liquid of beet juice and turnip juice and all that gets a hadama. And over here, we said that dvash tamarim gets a shahako. That's the stira, one daf from another daf. How do you answer that? On this daf, if it sounded like if you have any type of juice, you don't have the actual fruit or vegetable, you get a shahako. And over here, we say you get a hadama. This is the sugya about soups and juices. This is the shayla. What happens? So the two major opinions are the Rosh and the Rashba. Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh right here is machalik between fruits and vegetables. Yesterday was about fruits, today is about vegetables. What does that mean? The Rosh says, most of the time when you soak a vegetable, the taste is really going to come out. And by a fruit, not as much. Lefi shemashke ein lo tam pri. The efshar, and the Rosh says, in a chinami. If you would cook a pri, and the tam a pri would be nichnas into the water, you'd make bar pri ha'etz. But it's just the common behavior, says the Rosh, the common mitzius between fruits and vegetables is that the fruit is not no sin tam, and the vegetable is no sin tam. But the ikar, according to the Rosh, is nesinas tam. Does it really taste like the fruit? If it really tastes like the fruit or the vegetable, you make the specific bracha. If not, you make a shahakol. That is the Rosh. The Rashba, right here, the Divrei Chamudos quotes that the Rashba argues. And it's the Rashba right here. The Rashba says, no, the difference is are these fruit mostly used for? What are they mostly used for? Says the Rashba. V'chi shalku luhu l'tamrei, v'nafik minayu dufsha, derech bishol, mima varchina le'bori priya eitz? No, you would make a shahakol on dvash tamarim. Why? V'lo damya l'maya d'shilki yumaya d'shivsa. Tahanhu, when do you say a ha'damora eitz? Kivan derov achilasanai de'shlika, me'shlikasan kamosan. Says the Rashba, what are these mostly, these mostly consumed? If most of the time you soak them, you cook them, then the juice or water that you cook in gets the status. This is the goal, the ultimate of what you're doing with them. So that's what we'll get our eights. If you don't usually you eat fruit. Eat fruit. You soak the fruit, that's secondary. That's why it's going to get a shahakol. That's the machlokas between the Rashba and the Rosh. And again, very, not simple in terms of brachas on soups and vegetables. If you look at Rabbi Forrest, he has a whole chapter 11, on vegetable and fruit soups. A whole chapter. Are you machal between vegetables and fruit, like the Rosh says? Or maybe not. The Rosh himself said, if you cook it and the taste really goes in, you'd make the original bracha. So a lot of the poskim go with the Rashba's idea. What is this usually used as? Broccoli. I mean, you just go through the list here. He talks about, once you recite are you eating a vegetable soup for the vegetables? Are the pieces in there? Again, it's not clear. Every case is different. Is it a thick vegetable soup? Is it a thin vegetable soup? Are there pieces? Mushroom, barley. Every soup, you got to research to figure out exactly what the bracha is. But the post can talk about it. They talk about all the details, but this is the basis of it. This machlokas, Rosh and Rashba, is the basis for the discussion. If you look at the Beis Yosef in Reish Beis Yud and the Shulchan Aruch, they quote this discussion in Reish Beis Sif Yud. Peros shasharan obishlan b'mayim, fruit that you soaked or cooked in water. Afalpi, we have fruit soup. Afalpi, I had it this afternoon. Thank God it was Shabbos. I washed. Afalpi shenichnas tam ha'pri b'mayim einu mavarech alos b'mayim ela shahakol. First opinion in the Shulchan Aruch is, even though the tam goes in, you make a shahakol. Who's that going like? The Rashba. Why the Rashba says? Because generally fruit are eaten raw. You make fruit for soups. But then the Shulchan Aruch quotes, V'ha Rosh kasav she'efshar she'im nichnas tam ha'pri b'mayim avarech par eitz. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't help us because he quotes both opinions. So again, it's somewhat complicated, but there are rules. There are klalim. If it's a very liquidy soup, if it's a thick soup, again, and it seems to be that the to err on the side of even making the specific bracha. It seems like most poskim, like if you have a vegetable soup or a thick soup for sure, to err on the side of the specific bracha. If it's very thin, so then many say, again, it's a generalization, not poskening here. The more liquidy it is, the more you'd make the just a shahakol. Okay, good. But the Rosh and the Rashba here, those are the two main sources. Vaiter. Boy, Rav Papa. Maya deshivsa mahu. What about Maya deshivsa? What bracha would you make on Maya deshivsa? What does that mean? Rashi, yerek shenosnim ma'at bekedera lamatik ba'alma v'lola achlo. You put a vegetable in just to give it a little taste, not to eat it. Einit. We should look that up. That's dill. But we use dill for. Dill isn't there really neat. I want to make dill soup. No, you put the dill in to give it a little flavor. So, what's the halacha? What do you mean, what's the halacha? Limtuke taima avidi. Is it made to give off a sweet taste, and therefore you should make a bari pri adama? Let's say it's the only thing in the water. If you make adama, just like the previous cases, oh, la avure zuama avdile. Or it's kind of just to remove the zuama, the oil, the other elements in the liquid that you want to get out. So what is it? So do you make a bracha on it, on this liquid? So tashma, hasheves, the Mishnah says an uksin, hasheves, if you have this type of vegetable, the sheves, the dill, mishanat natan bekadera, once it gives off its taste into a soup, and then you take out that branch that already gave off its taste, ein ba mishum truma, there's no more kedushas truma to this branch, if it already gave off its taste, ve'enem etam etumas ochlan, it's not called food anymore, because all the taste went out of it. So what do you see from there? Shmamino, lemtuke taima, avdile shmamino. So you see, it's all about giving off taste. That's how the Mishnah describes it. And therefore, you would make a bracha, the specific bracha of hadama, on its liquid. Amr Vaiter, Amr Evchia Bar Ashi. Pas sinuma bikara. Somebody has dry bread that they soaked. Dry bread that you put into a soup. Make a motzi on that. Dried bread, but you wanted to maybe moisten it a little bit. You make amotzi on that; it's still bread. Upliga de Rabbi Chiya, he argues on Rabbi Chiya. Dam Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi against Rabbi Chiya. Dam Rabbi Chiya, tzarech shetichle bracha im hapas. When you make a bracha on hamotzi, you have to finish the bracha with the bread, with the ability to cut the bread. But this bread is falling apart already. So if it's falling apart already, so then you do not make hamotzi on this. It's Rashi said it's paris va'omed hu, and therefore you wouldn't make hamotzi on this. So maskev la rava, what maishnat snuma delo? Why do we say by this dry bread that you soak that you wouldn't make hamotzi? Mishum dechikalya bracha prusa kakalya, because when you finish the bracha, it's already broken. So al pas nami. What do you mean? Whenever you make a bracha on bread, kika gamra prusa gamra. Right, don't you cut the bread anyway before you finish the bracha? So by the time you finish the bracha, it's already cut, it's already a prusas. What's the difference? Is it also in pieces? Why is it different than the bread soaked in soup? So Ela Amar Rava. Rava says no. Mivare fayachakach botseya. Right, you should make the bracha and then botseya. Rashi says, and vigomer kol bracha vayachach mafresh prusa. The kaya bracha pashalim. The bracha should be on a complete roll, and in that way, it is different than the case of the bread soaking in soup. Nahardoy avdi krebichia, v'rabban avdi karava, amar avina, amri li aim, my mother told me, avuch avid krebichia, da amar rebichia, tzor shetich lebracha, imapas, the first opinion, you can cut it with the bracha, v'rabban avdi karava, that you should only cut it after the bracha. V'hilchasa karava, damar mevarech, v'yachar kach botzeya. And the halacha is like Rava, that first you make a bracha, and then you are botzeya. Tosfos on top. What does this mean? You don't have to cut the challah at all? Let's say a weekday. Talk about a weekday. Eating a loaf of bread on a weekday. So you make a bracha, and then you cut. Tosfos says, pirish, shelo yafrish haprusa min hapas ad achar habracha. No, says Tosfos. It should be a whole roll, a whole loaf, when you make the bracha, but only how it looks. But Tosfos says, cutting it after the bracha, before you eat it, would constitute a hefsek. On a weekday, one should cut the bread, at least somewhat, before one eats it. And this is what is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. When this Gemara is quoted, if it's a weekday, I shouldn't make the bracha and then cut and then eat. That would be a hefsek. I have to cut it beforehand, but then put it back together as if it doesn't look like it's cut. So it's a bracha, it looks like a bracha on a shalem. And then I could take it apart. It comes from this Tosfos right here. Shelo yafresh. What does it mean? Botseya. Botseya doesn't mean cut it afterwards. No, it's already cut. That's why let's say there's one out of every 35 individuals that eat pizza with a fork and knife. Right? Probably one out of 35, I would say. Maybe less. But either way, if somebody does that, right? Who's cutting challah during, right? We rip apart a challah. But if somebody does that, they should cut it and hold it on the fork before they make the bracha of a motzi. pizza is going to come up in a couple of days. We're bracha to make on pizza. But anyways, it says the Tosfos, that's what it means. The Yesh Noagin, Tosfos continues, Shilavarech Berachas Amotzi Kodem Sheyachtov, Kedei Shetehah Pashlema B'Shas HaBracha. Some say no, only cut it afterwards. V'ein HaMinag Nachon, Lasos, Avi Hesach Adas, V'ein HaBracha L'Achila. It's a Hesach Adas, it's a break between that and the Achila. But that's on a weekday, fine. What about Shabbos? Shabbos, you're stuck, because we have a halacha of Lechem Mishnah. We need a whole complete loaves. Zecher to the man. So on Shabbos, you're stuck. Miyu b'Shabbos nachon lahachmir v'levarek kodem sheyachtoch. You can't cut it before end on Shabbos. Shelo tishame yado livtsoa kodem shetech la'bracha. Sh'az lo yelo lecha mishnah. You need lecha mishnah. And therefore on Shabbos, ein breira. And that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Ilcha Shabbos. Ein breira. You cannot cut the challah before you make the... You can't cut before you make the bracha. Shulchan Aruch says, Botzeya in Siman Reish Ayin Dalet, Hilchos Shabbos. Botzeya al shtei kikaros, shleimos, she'ochei shtein biyado, u'botzeya hatachtona. You make the bracha on the bottom one, that the Ramah points out only on Friday night use the bottom one, Shabbos day, or any time on Yontif you use the top one, that's al fi Kabbalah. The Kabbalah, we use the bottom one Friday night, and all other times we use the top one. But the Shulchan Aruch says clearly, Botzeya shtei kikaros, you hold the two whole ones in your hand. Now, if you talk about it, the Mishnah Berurah, though, quotes the Medaktikim. The Medaktikim, who are Roshem, mark with their knife. Not cut, because you're not allowed to do that before one makes the bracha of Hamotzi Kozi Lecha Mishnah. But they mark with a knife, so it's a symbolic start to the cutting, even though they didn't really cut. That's the Mishnah Berurah right here. V'amedaktikim regilim lirshom basakin kodem bracha. Quoting the Magen Avraham quotes the medaktikim, mark it. You can't actually cut it. The problem is sometimes that we mark it, and then it takes us like 6 minutes to try to find where the mark is. Don't worry so much where the mark is. You mark it, and if you and just cut right away, basically where the mark is. That's even more of a hefsek. So you should mark if you want, and then make the bracha, and then continue the cutting. Okay, but this is all. This is a very important. Again, every Tosfos here is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. I'm an Aleph, I'm a Beis. Yeah.
On a weekday, it's better to cut a roll and not make a sandwich with it?
On a weekday, what if you can eat a sandwich? Right? If you're going to take a bite of the roll, then it's fine also. It's fine also to just take a bite, because then there's no hefsek either. You can just take a bite of the roll. What if you're going to rip off a piece? So maybe before you, maybe you should just start the ripping a little bit before you make the bracha. So it's as if the, but it's still whole, but it's a little rip, so that it's not as much of a hefsek. Good. Itmar, heviu lefnehem petitin v'shleimin. What if they brought in front of you, petitin and shleimin, right? Pieces and whole rolls. Amarafunim avarech ala petitin upoter as a shleimin. You make a bracha on the petitim if they're bigger. If they're bigger and more chashuv, you can make a bracha on slices then, and not on the shalim. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Shleima mitzvah mufchar. The shalim always wins. If you have apple slices and a whole apple, you make a bracha on the whole apple. Right? Shalim always wins. That's the kavod bracha. Aval prusa shel chitin, ushleima shel ha'saorin. Bar Rabbi Yochanan says, if you have a slice of wheat bread and a whole barley bread, divriyakom, mevarech ala prusa, then the prusa wins because prusa shel chitin, prusa shel shleima shel saorin. Wheat is more chashiv than barley, eretz chita usaora, and that's why a slice of wheat bread comes before, is more chashiv than a whole barley bread. Am Rabbi Yerba Abba Kitanoi. This whole issue is really a machlokas tanoim. Do you go by chashiv, or do you go by gadol, as we'll see, or go by whole? Ketanoi, the Mishnah says, in Mesechas Trumos, Tarmin, Batzel, Katan, Shalem. Person can take off Truma. When you give Truma, it's better to give a whole small onion for Truma. Interesting. Onions are chayav in Truma? Yirakos? Daraisa? Interesting. Tarmin, Batzel, Katan, Shalem, Avalo, Chatzi, Batzel, Gadol. But better than a half of a large onion. Better to give a small whole onion than half of a large onion. That's the covenant of the mitzvah. Of the hafrasha, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Loki Elachatzi Batzal Gadol. No, give the big half onion. My lab Akim Iflagi. What's their machlokas about? The Mar Savar Chashiv Adif. One says the Chashiv is Adif, so therefore give the bigger piece. Umar Savar Shalim Adif. No, Shalim, it's the smaller one. So isn't that the same machlokas as we have by the bread they have in Hilchos Truma? So where's the no? Hey, Chadika Kohen Kuli Amal Pliga the Chashiv Adif. If the Kohen's standing right there, give him the half a piece that's bigger. That's what he would want. Ki pligi deleka kohen. The question is when there's no kohen there. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says, kol makom sheyesh kohen. Whenever there's a kohen there, tori min ayafe. You always give him from the best, whatever he would want. V'chol makom she'ein kohen. If the kohen's not there and you have to save it for him, so then tori machlokes, tori min amiskayim. All right, Tanakama says you're toying from the thing that's going to last the longest, because the purpose is to get it to the Kohen. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, ain't Torah Mela Mena Yafeh. There too Mena Yafeh. Again, the root of this might be, we had a Daf Be'in Shir a couple of years ago about this, the root of Hafrasha's Truma. Are you focused more on the Hafrasha or on the Nesina? Is the focus that I'm being Matir my Tevel, or the fact that I'm giving it to the Kohen? A Kohen himself has to be Mafresh, and then he himself could eat it. Right, so there's definitely a heter element. The Ramban speaks is bothered why the Ramban doesn't count two mitzvahs. Hafrasha's truma and Nesina's truma. The Ramban only counts one mitzvah. But again, this machlokes, these issues, might be related to that. The more I focus on Hafrasha, I got to do the best I can, even though it might end up being spoiled before it gets to the Kohen. If it's all about getting it to the Kohen, so then obviously, you do Davar HaMiskayim, what would be the best for him? Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, V'yarei Shemayim, Yotzei Yidei Shnehem, and Yarei Shemayim, getting back now to the bread case. Getting back to the bread case. Yarei Shemayim is Yotzei Yidei Shnehem, Umanu Mar Brei Dravina. He's the one that tries to be Choshesh L'Shnehem. De Mar Brei Dravina, Meniach Prusa B'toch HaShleima U'Botzeya. What did he do? He put the Prusa in, Rashi says, under the Shalem and Botzeya. Meaning he took the both of them. Right, you say this one, you say that one, I'm going to make a Motzi on both of them. Just to be safe, I got mostly on both of them. Good. Tani Tana Kamedu Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Brisa was said in front of Rav Nachman also. Meniach Prusa Patocha Shlema. You put the Prusa on the Shlema. Ubotseya Umavarech. And then you Botseya. Amarle. And he's, upon hearing this Brisa, he said, Mashimcha, what's your name? Amarle. Shalman. Or Salomon. Right? So Amarle. Shalomata. V'shleima mishnah secha, shesamta shalom bein atalmidim. Right, you're machmir l'shnei shitas. This is the concept that you have in Shulchan Aruch sometimes, that even though we make or I didn't pass like one opinion, yorei shamayim yosi dei shneim. Yorei shamayim. And therefore, you have it, just what we discussed recently, we have it by tefilas haderech, to try to say tefilas haderech, we had earlier, right after a bracha, smucha l'chavrta, you have it by, what are you going to say? Mezuzah, we just spoke about this afternoon. Mezuzah, about Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, how to put the mezuzah on a little on an angle. Right, it comes up in Hilchas Tefillin, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, in terms of Yirei Shemayim Yotzei Shneim wearing a Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. Either way, that is the that's the basis for putting the Prusa Mitoch Shlema. Good. Doesn't matter which one you eat, which one you cut. That's where the bracha is going on. I don't think it makes that much of a difference in terms of the eating. In terms of the Bitsia, Betzi is going on. That's what the bracha is related to. Amar Papa, one more line related to this. Hakol modim bePesach. On Pesach, for sure you have to do this. Shemaniach prusa betoch shleimo botzeya. You put the broken matzah underneath with the whole matzah botzeya, and you cut it. What does that mean? The Shulchan Aruch says, and the poskim explain. According to Ashkenazic custom, you have three matzahs, and the middle one is broken. I hold all three matzahs when I say hamotzi, because I need two whole ones. I drop the bottom one, and then I make the bracha of alachilas matzah, holding the one and a half, which is the lechem oni, and then I break both of those. That's this gemara. My time alechem oni ksiv. Lechem oni. Tosfos discusses that here on the bottom, in terms of how to hold the matzahs as well. Important machlokas that has come up in the past, and that is what we just referred to. How many matzahs do we have at the Seder? According to most, Ashkenazic custom for sure, but even according to some Sfardim, there are three matzahs. Why? Because you have to have one broken matzah for lechem oni, and then you have to have two whole matzahs for lechem mishnah. So you have need three, because you're going to break one. The Teimanim, a number of Teimanim Minagim, have only two matzahs, like the Rambam. The Rambam says two matzahs. Why two matzahs? This is lechem oni. It's only one and a half. This is lechem mishnah for Pesach. Lechem oni for Pesach redefines lechem mishnah for Pesach at the Seder. The next morning, you have to have two whole matzahs. But at least at the Seder, the unique, specific definition to the Seder redefines the general definition of Lechem Mishnah. That's what's behind a little bit this line of the Gemara. Good, Amar Rabbi Abba. Okay, next couple of lines are major also. Amar Rabbi Abba. U'b'Shabbos chayav adam lefsa shtei kikaros. On Shabbos, a person has to be botzeya, has to make hamotzi on two kikaros. The Meiri says yontif two. Yontif is parallel to Shabbos. But on Shabbos and Yontif, you have to make a bracha on two kikaros. By time, a lechem mishnah ksiv, as it says by the Mon, a double portion fell on Friday, That's why by every Shabbos and Yatef meal, lechadchila, we're supposed to have lechem mishnah. You still have lechem mishnah, even lechadchila, even by shalashudis, lechadchila. Rabbi Yashi, chazina le Rav Kahana, donakatati batachada. I saw Rav Kahana used to hold two challahs and then cut one of them. Naka tarti ubatachata. Rav Zeira have a batza akula sherusa. Very unclear what that means. Machlokas Rashi Rashba. First we'll go with Rashi. Rashi says that means Rav Zeira cut very large pieces of challah, so people wouldn't have to ask for doubles. Big piece of challah. Ah, berevach, here, have some. Right? That's good. Batza akula sherusa. Rashi says prusa gadola. Amalei ravina l'Rav Ashi. Vakam mischazik Rav Sanusa. What do you mean? They look like gluttons. They're eating these huge challahs. That's not derech eretz. Amalei, he said, no problem. Kiva to call yoma loka avid hachi. Since they never do this any other day of the week, they never eat such big pieces. V'ha'id naka avid, and today they do it, lo mischazi karav tanusa. Doesn't appear like that. Obviously, it's only l'kavit Shabbos. You're only doing it today and not any other day, so it is okay. It's not nirek karav tanusa. This is the Gemara according to Rashi. So if you read the Gemara, like we just did, Rav Zeira has nothing to do with the previous line. Nakatarti ubatzachada. The first Amanda Amar, Rav Ashi Sorav Kahana, hold two chalas and cut one chala, and the next line is, oh, you cut a big piece. The Shulchan Aruch passes like this Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch says you should cut big pieces of chala, so everybody can be comfortable. Obviously, you don't have to give huge pieces, but give pieces. Sometimes you have to have small ones because you have a lot of people at the table. You want to make sure everybody gets a piece. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch quotes Rashi. But there is another Deya on this, another opinion of this Gemara, and that's the Rashba. The Rashba is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but it is quoted by the Vilna Gaon and the Marshal, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it as a lechadchila. The Rashba says, what does it mean, batza akula sherusa? It means he cut each challah. He cut both challahs at the meal. Yeah, he had two challahs each time. The Rashba says that he's arguing on the previous. Rav Kahana held two and cut one. Rav Zeira cut both. So it's a machlokas. That's what the Rashba says right here on our Gemara. Vade hakepirusha batza akoki karos hamunachos lefan of lechol. V'lamefik rav tenuta achokas Rashi Rashba. And the Mishnah Berurah there in Reish Ayin Dalet quotes this. He says shaylona ivar marshal v'shlach kadosh nagel lachto shneim kepirusha Rashba v'chenis kemagra. If you're machpid on the hotzah, you're going to throw out half the challah. So says the Mishnah Berurah, good advice. Have one big challah and one small challah. One of my rabbeim used a pita every meal. He had one big challah and one pita. See, if you cut through the pita, you'll eat some of the pita, but you don't have to, like, if you say, your wife says to you, I'm not going to, don't cut open both challahs. They're not going to be eaten. So Shalom Bayis definitely wins. It's not on the Shulchan Aruch. It's a chumra of some of the achronim, but if you want to be makbid on it, if you know you're going to eat both challahs, wonderful. But if not, just use a small, use a roll, use a pita for the other challah, use a matzah. And in that way, one could still be yotzei this Rashba. Where did the Rashba come up? This I've quoted before, and that is the great Grah. The great Grah. The Vilna Gaon says that there is never a machlokas between Nigla and Nistar. Never a machlokas and Nistar. Be able to say that. It's pretty amazing. He says, and if you think there is a machlokas, we are either misunderstanding the Nigla or misunderstanding the Nistar. One of the two. And he says there's one exception to have what direction you're supposed to have your beds. North, south, or east, west, which came up actually earlier in the Masechta. But the question that is asked, I think Chaim Yivalajan quotes this in the Kesser Rosh, which is the Siddur of Chaim Yivalajan. He quotes, there's a problem. Our Gemara says you have to have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos, and the Zohar says you have to have 12 challahs on Shabbos. 12 challahs? 12 challahs or 2 challahs? Which is it? So he said, I asked this to the Grah. I asked this to my Rebbe, the Grah, and the Grah says, no problem. No problem. Why? The Grah says it was a typo in the Zohar. People thought, it said Yud Beis with a Ches and a little smidgen, a little line. And the publisher thought that it meant Yud Beis Chalas, 12 Chalas. It's wrong. Doesn't mean 12 Chalas. Which, by the way, why some bakeries who make breakaway Chalas, based on the Zohar, make 12 pieces in the breakaway, if they're makbid on it. But, said the Grah, really it said Yud Beis Ches with a smidgen, really meant Yud Beis Chatzain, or Yud Beis Chatichos, which means, if you go like the Rashba, and you cut both Chalas at each meal, two challahs at every meal equals four. Altogether, there are 12 halves of challah on Shabbos. Two challahs at every meal, lechem mishnah, like the Bavli says, and the Yud Beis Chatzain, as the Zohar says, Elu ve'elu, says the Grah, hakol ola b'kana echad. Right? It's not, it's all, so he said, based on this Rashba. According to Rashi, you don't get it. But based on this Rashba, you cut both challahs and everything works out. Okay. Okay, well, yeah.
The fact that you're, let's say, bottom one on Friday night.
Yeah, so how does that work? If you're say the bottom one on Friday night, you want to do the Rosh Ba, so apologies, I thought you just got to flip them. Like as you start cutting the bottom one, you know, flip them up, because it sounds like you have to be in one Maisa, right? It's not like you cut the challah afterwards. It doesn't say explicitly you have to do it both in one cut and go through. That's what it seems that I've seen. I've seen Rabbanim do that dafka for this Rosh Ba, make one cut, put in one. So I guess if you're doing the bottom one first, you got to kind of like flip the top one under as you start cutting, and in order to get it that way. Remember, the Taz points out to solve the problem. We cut the bottom one on Friday night. The Taz asks, "Ein mavir nala mitzvahs? You can't be maver. The top one is closer to me when I have my knife. That one is closer." So the Taz says you have to hold the bottom one a little closer to you. The bottom one closer. And we've discussed in the past, not for now, maybe to cover the challahs when you make the bracha, according to all the different opinions of why we cover the challahs, and then you start cutting, then you got to drop the cover and then flip the top one under the bottom one. So Friday night, there's a lot going on by Amosi. It's not just, okay, so let's say Amosi. It's a lot happening. Every little detail of how we do it has a certain symbolism. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Beit Hashem, and we will continue. So I think we'll try to do it regular time. Try to do it regular time in the morning. This week, next week, especially Shuvah, we'll have to figure out the times. But this week, we'll try to do a regular time.